Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Paul O'Day. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jimmy Grant. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Calvert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Paul Calvert. And now, play ball. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calvert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Hall applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grant misplays the ball. That's an error on Grant. Bush moves to second. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and has Bush trapped. There's the throw to Boudreau, who tags Bush for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calvert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Calvert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calvert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella, who is chasing the ball. Calvert reaches third base with a triple. Grant goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grant fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Estilella moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bush misplays the ball. That's an error on Bush. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Black's glove, towards Bush, who fields it, throws to second, with Hall covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-1 in the game. Black hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. White steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Calvert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calvert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Calvert hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Black scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Calvert for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Black, and towards Hall, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Estalella hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estolella. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine moves to third. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. Hockett scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calvert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 2 in the game. Black hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Calvert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calvert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Calvert bunts towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Grant moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grant scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreaux. Garrison moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grant scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 3 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estolella. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to third. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Hockett moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. Hockett scores. There goes O'Day trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estolella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estolella is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Estolella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Hall reaches second base with a double. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Bill Mills pinch hits for Don Black. Bill Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Bush moves to second. Joe Hebbing now pitching. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux throws to second for 1, and Grant throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hall scores. Bush scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Bill Burgo pinch hits for George Cal. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Bobby Wilkins pinch runs for Bill Burgo. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Garrison hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.